John. This is Russell here at the Bank of Cardiff. I was actually trying to follow up here on a finance offer that I'd sent out to your business. I'm not sure if you had an opportunity to take a look at it, if you had any questions on it. So,
Architect, this is Roger.
Hey, good afternoon, Roger. This is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Okay, how you doing?
Okay, thanks for asking. Hey, I'm not trying to take up a lot of your time here. Just wanted 30 seconds. We specialize in equipment financing and working capital. Wanted to see if you had any plans or projects coming up before year's end where we could possibly help out.
Well, I'm hoping in the future I will, but right now there's really no need right now. So.
Okay.
We'll
business
pick up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, has business been treating you well, at least for 2016?
Not really. Not until the last few months. Everything else before that was pretty much crap.
Okay. Was it because
barely
of the
making it, you know, one of them things?
Was it because of election year? A lot of my clients have been saying either it was election.
I'm hoping
or...
that's what it is.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes
I had
it happens.
Bad years before that too, man.
Okay.
I keep saying the economy's recovered, but it hasn't. I think you know that already. So.
Yeah, I mean, it also depends on, like, the industry that you're in, clientele, things of that nature. There's a lot of factors that go into, you know, how well businesses perform. Are you a general job shop, or do you have, like, a specific industry that you serve?
Specialized, wire EDM.
Wire EDM, okay. I can imagine that's a very niche market that you're working with.
Fortunately, it is, because if it wasn't, I'd probably be one of them companies that went out of business the last 5-6 years.
Hey, you're still standing strong, aren't you? Keep pushing through it.
I don't know about strong, but...
Hey, at least you got a sense of humor about it. I mean, you know, what could you do to, I guess, differentiate yourself amongst your other competitors? Are there other people in your area that do the same thing as you?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I got one of the biggest EDM companies in Dallas here that's competitive with me, and, you know, they've taken away a few jobs from me already. But it is what it is. You know, I'll survive one way or another, but I'd like to do more than survive next year, you know. I'd like to make some money for a change.
Yeah, I mean, that's the point of being, you know, a business owner and having your own business for yourself. It's the autonomy that comes with it alongside making the money for yourself, too, you know.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, fortunately, I was doing all right until I got my bills paid off, and then after my bills got paid off, it went to crap again. It was like, you know, well, actually never really recovered. I just had more customers back then, but more people have been going out of business as time has gone, you know. That's why I say the recovery never happened. When people are still closing companies because they can't make it because business hasn't turned around, then that means the economy hasn't recovered in our field anyway. You know, manufacturing is a heavy field to compete in. When you got China,
it is,
and
it is.
And all those other countries where they're paying them, you know, $40 to $100 a week.
And trust it, on my side of things too, Roger, we're here to help, like, the American business owners, and we understand that a lot of business has been just lost in regards to where they're moving to, you know, out of country, out of state, and it's hard to compete with things like that, because all the big companies, all they have to do is say, okay, you guys are a little more expensive, or I can go to the guy that's in another country and save money by doing that, which is hard to compete with. Really, it's hard.
Absolutely.
So you have to kind of think of other ways to move around that. I mean, sure, manufacturing.
Yeah. Well, giving away stuff isn't going to happen. So, you know, that's really the only way you're going to beat their prices, by giving them away or paying to do the work. You know, it is what it is, man. You got to charge a certain amount of money to make your overhead and all that stuff. So, you know, to do that, you got to do what you got to do. You know, you got to charge what you got to charge. Can't beat the prices. So, you know. I'm honest, and I don't have a salesperson. I work by word of mouth. It's kept me open, you know, by being honest, basically, is the way I'm doing it. You know, I get a job. If I can do it for less, I give them the break right then. I don't wait till next time and say, oh, well, next time they'll only be $10 instead of $20. If it's $10 to do the part, I call them up and say, hey, look, I quoted it wrong. Here's the new price. Of course, no one's going to argue. They're going to, you know, always go down. You know, if you said it was higher, then they'd get mad, but
it's also that's also
call them if it's higher. I only call them if it's lower.
Yeah, it's also a good business tactic too, to be as honest as you can with your potential clients, because they appreciate that, as well as they respect it too. At least they should, with you know, how you conduct yourself. How do you drum up new business then? Like, aside from word of mouth, do you have like another way of
internet site and all that stuff? I've got a Really, basically just word of mouth, though, is all I've been doing. I don't do sales because I'm just not real good at it, going out and talking to people and stuff, trying to get money from them, jobs and all that. I call around a little bit to my regular customers and stuff, see if there's something coming up, things like that, prod them a little bit, maybe get work sooner that way.
Yeah.
Mostly I've been working on word of mouth, and I've gotten a lot of customers that way. Unfortunately, they're just not any busier than I am. You know, if you don't have the EDM work, I mean, several companies that I used to do thousands and thousands of dollars for EDM work for just aren't having that, seeing that. You know, it's either that big company's getting all the work or, you know, it just isn't there. And most of my customers are loyal to me. They don't go anywhere else. Because, I mean, I have people bring me jobs now and don't even ask me to quote them because they know I'm going to be fair with them and not try to rip them off.
And those are the loyal customers that any type of business needs. There's always the returning ones and the ones that you can trust and the ones that trust you as well.
Right, and those are the ones that try to screw you over.
those are the ones that you got to watch out for. Those are the ones that you have to be careful because, I mean, anybody around now is always just going to either, they could backstab you.
If someone does it to me on purpose, they're gone.
Yeah, no.
Someone screws me over on purpose, they're gone. I never do business with them again.
That's very true, too. I've had a few clients of myself who have hit, they thought this was going to be a great customer and everything. They had a project going. They didn't pay them for freaking 90 days, man. It's like, hello.
I had a customer doing that to me. He goes, make me net 30, make me net 30. So I make him net 30. And from that day forward, he didn't pay on time. And I'm not talking about just, a week late. He was 60, 90, 120 days late. And I said,
holy hell.
And then he asked for all of his stuff back. He goes, well, I got some material over there, but I'm going to try some other materials. So why don't you send me all that material back? And meanwhile, he owes me for like 10 jobs. I said, sure, I'll send it back to you. I sent everything back. And I sent it COD for that job plus all the other ones he owed me for. And he got upset. Yeah. He goes, why'd you do that? I said, well, because I know what you're doing, man. I ain't stupid.
Yeah, you can't. Don't get swindled out because some guy.
You owe me so much money, and now you're saying you want your material back, and you're going to send me some other material, but you got to have that material back first? I don't think so. So here's the deal. Pay me for what you owe me, and then if you got more business for me, send it to me. But if you don't, then, I got out lucky and got my money back,
Yeah, usually that doesn't happen.
That's the way
happen,
you want to be. I says, no, that's the way you were. You were the one that sold your. Put the nail in your coffin. I didn't do it. You did it. You didn't pay on time. From the day one, I made you net 30. You've been late ever since. I says, I don't play that game. I says, I ain't got time for you. I ain't got, time for that kind of crap. You got to pay the COD or you don't get your parts. Fortunately, his materials are worth more than what he owed me. It was like a nickel carbide stuff, silver carbide.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's real expensive. And, so I got my money. Of course, he says, well, I'm not doing any business. I said, well, that's cool because I don't want your business.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Prove to me that you're a liar. I mean,
don't deal with those types of businesses because, one, it just causes a hassle and puts a strain on your cash flow, too, thinking of a technical standpoint here. Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
It just screws up with everything because if you're on a set schedule, you know when you need to be paid, and then all of a sudden, hey, 2 or 3 months down the road, that doesn't happen. I mean, come on, that doesn't make sense for you as a business owner to continue to do work with them because they're going to continue to do that.
Yeah, I told him, he sent me actually a couple more jobs to quote, and I just quoted them, it was about a $20 part. I quoted it at $500, I gave him the idea I didn't want to do business with him. I'm sure that he figured it out from that.
Hey, I'm curious over here on my end, Roger. We had the business pre-approved and everything. I think it was up to $250,000. If you had that type of money on hand right now, I mean, what could you do with it? Like, do you have anything kind of up your sleeve?
Not a lot,
back of your
I don't
mind?
Have the work. No, I'm not. I'm actually getting close to retiring, man. I'm kind of getting sick of it and all the frustration that goes along with it. So I'm at the point where I think I'm just going to retire in a few years. So I'm not really, if my son takes over the company, we might put some more money back into it. But right now, he doesn't seem to be interested.
Got it.
So
okay.
I either pick his interest or something like that. He works with me and stuff, but, he just doesn't show the enthusiasm to take over. And if he doesn't want to take over, that's fine. I'm not going to be mad or upset, that's his prerogative.
Right.
He makes their choices in life. You do what you want to do, I think, is the way you should do it, so.
Yeah,
anyway,
love what you do.
Know,
do what you love, man.
I'm not doing that, but I'm just working.
Well, if something does come up, let me at least shoot you over an email so you have my contact information in case something does occur. I mean, there's uncertainty all the time. Doesn't mean that you have to, think of financing as a priority right now, but I can be a resource to you if the time ever comes. So, Okay. At least, you know, can be there.
You got my email address already, right?
Let me see. I don't. What's the best email address I can shoot you over my contact info?
Info, I-N-F-O,
mm-hmm.
at Mercatech, and that's M-E-R-C-A-T-E-C-H.com.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll be sure to just shoot you over a little something. It has my direct contact info. If anything comes up, man, I'd love to see if we can help you out. If you're looking to bring on a new piece of equipment or if, you know, whatever, you have a project coming up that you need the extra cash for, you don't want to ruin your cash flow, especially in that those types of situations that we were discussing earlier, it's definitely a viable situation where you need the money so that you can start the project, right?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
All right, Roger.
Good talking with you.
Yeah, good talking with you, too.
I'll save your info back in my folder so that I got it.
Perfect. Tuck me away and keep me there.
All right, brother.
All right, give me a call if anything comes up. You too, man. Take care.
All right.
Bye.